50 KBMW.
I'm a happy guy. I got Kovalisms this morning. Meaning, I got Brianna Koval in here, Wilkin County Emergency Services, talking to me and imparting wisdom. And when you do that, I refer to those as Kovalisms.
So sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Most of the time, they're spot on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, no problem. Let's talk a little bit, because I know I was looking over some flood information.
Yes.
Okay. Has that changed at all? I mean, I've got two different things I'm looking at going, this is interesting.
Oh, I'm not sure what things you're looking at that are different, because when I look at the flood forecast from 2 weeks ago, the probabilistic forecast, and then the probabilistic forecast that came out yesterday,
yeah,
for us, they're about the same.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Yeah, it really didn't change things for us much here, because you have to remember that they are factoring in our average normal precipitation that would occur during those two-week periods. So
yeah,
they're padding the forecast a little bit based on the anticipated precipitation that would, on average, occur between the time period of that forecast issuance. So it really didn't change a lot for us. We're still looking at, you know, that 75 to 25% gradient within the forecast. So 13 to 15 feet, which is, you know, really manageable for us within this community and out in the county. We've dealt with that many, many, many times. For the average person, it would be fairly unnoticeable, but we'll just have to see what happens. As this continues to drag out, there's always the threat that we would get a rapid warm-up, which would change things, because then all of a sudden all of that water is trying to enter the river systems at the same time, which we don't want.
Yeah.
We want to see this slow melt. We're really not seeing a whole lot of melting yet, but today it's going to be 32.
Yes.
So we're going to see a little bit of that snow ripen up, a little bit of water go away, but it's really nothing significant right now.
But a warmer weekend, though. I mean, going into the weekend,
exactly,
we're going to be warmer than what we've been.
Absolutely. And right now, just seeing that snowpack ripen a little bit is a good thing.
So it's a really good thing.
When we see those temperatures in the mid-20s, the upper 20s, the really low 30s, it's good, because it's ripening that snowpack to get it ready to melt. So we just kind of have to sit tight. We're probably not going to see a lot of movement for another week or two.
Okay.
But we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Cautiously optimistic that we will have a slow and gradual melt. But I, being the nerd that I am, I looked up the dates of our river crest for the past 10 years, and more than half of those happened in the middle of April. So
really?
Exactly.
Okay.
We always think back to decades before, where we would crest in March or the end of March. Well, we've really been drifting more towards April river crests within the past 10 years or so. So are we on track? Sure. Do
okay.
we want to be further along? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're all
yeah.
tired of winter.
Ugh.
There's still a little more snow in the forecast, but in the extended forecast,
yeah,
not, you know, this weekend or anything like that. But we just keep trudging along.
Is that, I won't say, you know, people are like, you know, freaking out or worried about it, but is that what kind of raises eyebrows when we get like, well, okay, here comes another, you know, round of snow? Are people just going, well, okay, this is going to add to the flood probability?
Well, and every little bit does, but you have to put it in the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
We had a deficit in the fall as far as it being dry. The soil moisture
That's
was
true.
Low, so
yeah,
we can take some moisture in, but the ground has to thaw first.
Yeah.
Well, the ground doesn't typically thaw prior to the snow. So, like, we just got to get a little bit of melting.
All right.
Things need to move along just a little bit. We're all getting really impatient. This winter has seemed endless.
Ugh.
But honestly, it's pretty normal.
It's just winter.
I know. The last couple years, we've had earlier melts where this time last year, the snow was pretty much gone.
Yeah.
Are we still going to have snow on the ground on Easter? I guarantee you we will. Unfortunately,
Thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So if you really want to be tricky, get those white Easter eggs to hide in the yard. Don't dye them this year. Just hide the white ones out there and see what happens.
Sure.
But we just got to keep trucking along and then pay attention to the forecast. If we do have something significant change, we will let the people know.
Sure.
Yep. That'll be broadcast fairly widely as far as if the forecast changes. But right now, we're sitting okay.
Let's switch gears.
Yes.
And talk about April.
Yes.
And recycling coming up in April. And
yes,
you do this every year, and I love it, because then you're in here like two or three times a week.
Absolutely.
And we could talk recycling, which you were telling, you gave us the warning before. If you think prices are going to be where they were last year, not so much this year.
Right. If you're sitting on a grain bin full of aluminum cans because you thought that last year's prices were going to happen again this year or they would be better, I'm sorry to tell you that that's not the case. Last year was a really stellar year for aluminum prices.
Why is that? What makes it fluctuate?
You know, supply and demand.
Okay.
And right now, there's kind of an abundance on the market, so the price isn't as great. But this year, in April, not yet, so you have to wait until April, but in April, we will pay 40 cents a pound.
Okay.
42 cents a pound if you bring in more than 100 pounds.
And that's still premium compared to the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'd really been hovering around 20 cents, 30 cents a pound, so there is an incentive on this. It's just not the 70 cents that you saw last year.
That was crazy.
It was. It was absolutely insane. I will back you up on that. It was insane, and we were very, very busy, which was great. It's great to see all those recyclables come in, so they're not going into the landfill. But I wish the price was better, but 40 cents is still pretty darn good.
That's really good.
Absolutely.
You know, nothing wrong with that.
So starting in April, 40 cents a pound. So you can use this weekend and next weekend to prep those loads of aluminum and bring them on in April, and we'll give you that premium price.
Yeah, and there's things you probably shouldn't be throwing in, too. Just keep that in mind.
Right,
because we talk about that every year. It's like, well, I found something unusual here.
Well, yeah, we find all sorts of weird things, but usually those are in the recycling bins themselves, not normally when people are bringing in their bagged cans for redemption. But, like, pie tins, the aluminum pie tins, that's not a recyclable. Mm-hmm. We call it UBC. Used beverage containers.
Okay.
So think about that when you're bringing in those recyclables for redemption. It's cans that we want. Aluminum cans, right. Aluminum beverage cans.
And don't crush them and make them hockey pucks. Just
correct.
Leave them
yep.
the way they
just
are.
Just leave it whole, or you can give it the old burp and squeeze where you just squeeze that can to make it a little smaller. But don't use those can crushers that Grandma and Grandpa have mounted on the wall in their garage.
Mm-hmm.
They turn them into little hockey pucks, and then we just can't get those cans to stick together when we try to bale it to send it off to
and
market.
And that's what you're looking for, yeah.
Absolutely. This is marketable recycling, so we want those cans to stick together. We need the surface area on them, so please don't crush them. We do also reserve the right to deduct on your poundage if you're going to bring
Ooh,
them all in crushed. So,
I wasn't aware of that,
exactly.
Bringing the hammer down. Listen to you.
I know. Well, it makes it hard on our machinery, and it makes it harder on us
yeah.
when you're bringing them in a less than desirable condition. We will still buy them from you, but it's not going to be at the 40 cents a pound.
Okay.
So
keep that in mind. Right.
Yep, absolutely.
Let's talk, closing it up. Anything we need to know about the Scouts?
Oh, my gosh. Scouting for food tomorrow.
They're going to be out in Breckenridge, too, going door-to-door.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. So tomorrow, the Wahpeton Cub Scouts will be at Econo from 9 until hopefully 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock. We're guaranteed, but we're hoping to get enough Scouts there to last until 6. You can come on in. You can do a cash donation to us. You can buy something while you're there. We're going to have a table set out that has items that the food pantry needs, so then you can grab a couple things, go through the checkout, go through your regular grocery shopping, and then drop those off with us on your way out. But Scouting for Food is a national program that the Boy Scouts of America does to help support our local food pantries. So
nice.
It's a really great event where you can help our local food pantry.